It's 7:50 Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ show. Omar WJ speaking. Get you the latest and greatest from Al Jazeera. Oh, where is that? Okay, just a moment. My icons got shuffled around. So, Palestinians say Israel's announcement of renewing water to southern Gaza is a publicity stunt, as many water pipes were damaged in the Israeli shelling. Also, without electricity, water pumps to fill the tanks are not working. The United Nations Agency Supporting Palestinian Refugees estimates 1 million Gazans have been displaced in the last week. They haven't invaded yet, I saw a picture from the BBC and there's a bunch of tanks. Heard something about like 10,000 troops are supposed to go in. IDF, Israel Defense Force. The big news is the number of dead. Iran's Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollah Hian tells Al Jazeera Tehran will not remain an observer in the war, warning Israel and the USA of heavy losses if the conflict escalates. And the Israel regime calls the Lebanon border a war zone. So I already made some recordings. I'll play those. Praise God, thank God, it's a slow news day. So this is Lindsey Graham, a man I'm sure doesn't have hemorrhoids, so that would make him a perfect asshole. Oh, I shouldn't say that language because my young son is here. Excuse me. Please wait a minute. So Lindsey Graham's on Meet the Press, threatens Iran if the country's officials escalate the Israel-Hamas war. He told Christine Walker, the presenter, if Hezbollah, which is a proxy of Iran, launches a massive attack on Israel, I would consider that a threat to the state of Israel, existential in nature. The perfect asshole's comments come after the reality TV president called Hezbollah very smart, for which the 2024 MAGA, which stands for Make America Great Again, hopeful, has received much criticism from both Democratic and Republican leaders. Make America Great Again was Ronald Reagan's 1984 presidential. It was in his campaign. I can't remember how it went. Excuse me. Pardon me. Okay, sorry. Let's see. What else was I going to say? I was going to add a comment there. I'll try to think of it.
This is from Alternate. And I'm not real hip on reporting the American.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was recording already.
Hi, so I got a thing from Spotify, who took over Anchor. They said don't. I didn't get the message, but they don't want me using recordings. I'm looking at DW.com. Israel warns those in Gaza's north to flee. Israel has declared war on the Hamas terrorist group after a surprise multi-front attack by the Hamas militants from Gaza on October 7th. Beijing and New Delhi are taking different tracks in responding to the Israel-Hamas conflict. I noticed that DW.com is saying Hamas, all Hamas activities and the Islamist Samedun network are to be banned in Germany. How about that? So much for freedom. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That was a song from, that was a line from a song by, written by Kris Kristofferson. The Israeli military has given more than 1 million people just 24 hours to flee south of the Gaza Strip. And, let's see. Here it says Israel heads to the polls for the Indigenous Voice referendum. Oh, and I heard that that has already.
That was Australia, excuse me. Australia, not Israel. And I saw something, I don't know where. But like when the, in 1949, when the Jewish state was set up, they grabbed 78% of Palestine. And I believe that was from Al Jazeera. Listen to a lot of news and watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. Just a moment. I know what I wanted to. One of these recordings here.
I just saw this on Al Jazeera. On YouTube. Israel has got 2,200 tanks and 530 artillery pieces, 5 submarines, 49 patrol and coastal combatants, 339 combat-capable aircraft, including 309 fighter ground attack jets, 43 Apache attack helicopters, 142 helicopters. They got 465 reserve personnel and 169,500 on active duty.
465,000. Excuse me. So the reason, again, this is something I saw in the news. They want to send in 10,000 people, 10,000 soldiers, and I told my wife that Hamas might want them to do that because. I don't know how well the Israeli Defense Force knows the streets in Gaza, but there's supposed to be a lot of reservists. They're probably not going to send in their best troops because they want to hold the best in case there's another emergency. So, it's just too bad. I mean, Hamas started that. I don't think they are peaceniks. But, their audience is the 14 million, Palestinians, diaspora, D-I-A-S-P-O-R-A. Diaspora is like the people that have left their home. So what else do I have to say? This is 10 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm trying to make this as short as possible. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. One of my listeners was busting my chops about me using the word Palestine, but like I said, you know, 78. The Palestinians got 22% of that country. Gaza used to be part of Egypt until the 1967 Six-Day War. So one of my listeners was busting my chops for using the word Palestine rather than referring to the de facto regime that is there. So, just sharing. Sorry, I don't have any good jokes. Please tune in.